In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is a special holiday. Today is one of the major feast days out of the 12, which is the Dormition of the Mother of God. The Mother of God had gotten the word that the Lord is coming, her Son is coming for her in 3 days, and so she has prepared herself for that. She had given away those little things that she had and made sure that it goes into the hands of those whom she had a special love for. Of course, she loves everybody. She has adapted us, all of us. She loves us so much that as no mother here on earth can even love the children. You probably can take all the mother's love together, you might still not match the love that the Mother of God has for us, my beloved. And so she has prepared herself and told her close ones that she is going to depart soon, and she lay down on her bed to wait for her Son to come. And then the Son comes, and the Son, Jesus Christ, their own Son, her God and our God, comes down from heaven. And not by himself, he comes down with all the archangels and angels, Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel, of course, and all the angels and the prophets and the saints, all those who wanted all to come to greet the Mother of God, to be taken by her Son to the kingdom of heaven. And the apostles were notified, and of course they were all in a big distance away. So the Lord ordered his angels to come and pick them up from wherever they were, all over the world, and to bring them by air, by the angels. The angels picked them up and brought them to the Mother of God so they can say farewell to the Mother of God. Except for one. Again, it was Thomas. Remember when the apostle Thomas wasn't there when the Lord came to visit all the disciples? They were enclosed, and he came through the doors, closed doors, and appeared for the disciples, and Thomas wasn't there, Thomas. And this time also, Thomas or Thomas wasn't there. He wasn't brought by the angels at that time. And it was all specially the Lord had made it to show a great miracle later on. But the disciples, they have taken the Mother of God and they buried her. They put her in a coffin and sealed the closed the coffin up. And my beloved, as they were walking in a procession carrying the coffin of the Mother of God, one of the Jewish priests that was very had full of hatred for Jesus Christ and for his mother, he decided to come and defy the body of the Mother of God. And he was very strong, and he rang over right in the midst of the procession, and he was going to topple off the coffin as they were carrying the Mother of God. When the angel, as we see it in the icon depicted, the angel takes and cuts off his hands, and he wasn't able to topple the coffin of the Mother of God, my beloved. And then, of course, he immediately asked for the healing. He asked the apostles to heal him, and St. Peter says, well, we can't heal you until you acknowledge the Lord as being the Messiah. And if you acknowledge him, then the Lord will heal you. And he did acknowledge and said that the learned, what the Pharisees and the learned, they all They have gathered that it was the Messiah, but they didn't want to give up their power, and so they fought him, my beloved. And then so he confessed the Lord as being the Son of God and being the Messiah, and the disciple had put his hands towards them, and they immediately grew together and were made well. And my beloved, he was converted. And as the Mother of God was put away in the Gethsemane, and then comes Saint Apostle Thomas or Thomas, and when he comes, and he's so sad that he couldn't see the Mother of God who says farewell to her, and the rest of the disciples said, okay, for consolation, we'll take you there, at least you can venerate the body of the Mother of God. And they come, they open up the body, the casket, or the tomb, and he looks, and she's not there, the Mother of God is not there, she's gone. And of course, what happened is that the Lord had resurrected her, just like he resurrected himself on the third day. He resurrected the Mother of God and took her into the kingdom of heaven. The disciples went, and then in the evening they had the service, and they used to have the service in the evening, the liturgy, and after the liturgy, all of a sudden they see the sky open, and the Mother of God coming down from the heaven, and standing in the middle of heaven, surrounded by the glory, with angels and archangels, and she has stated to the disciples that she will always be with them, that she is up in heaven with her Son, and she will always be helping them and be with them. And my beloved, and this is what she is doing. She is with us. Always she is with us. All you have to do is look at the icon. You know, the first icons were painted by Saint Luke the Apostle. He was also an artist, and he painted the first icon. He brought it to the Mother of God, and the Mother of God looked at it and gave her blessing for it, and said that she will be working through the icons. And that's what she is doing. Countless miracles have been done through by the Mother of God through her icons. All you have to do, you and me, look at an icon, any icon of Mother of God, and look at the icon and see the Mother of God herself, to believe that she is looking at you through the icon. That she is looking at you and me through the icon, is willing to help us because she loves us, because she knows that we become her children. She has adopted us. She has adopted us, and we are her children, and she loves the children, like I said, more than if you take all the love of all the mothers of the children in the world, and then she probably has much more love for us. And my beloved, so she is looking and always wanting to plead for us when she sees us being in trouble, that we are committing sins and we are losing sight of our Lord. She becomes sad and it becomes so painful for her, and she pleads with the Lord, her Son, to say, please give them more time for repentance. Don't take them now before they repent. And she continues to give us time and time for repentance. All she wants is for us is to truly to repent and to love her Son as she loves her Son, and then to love her and to make it to the kingdom of heaven. She just dreads, she just can't stand this thought of us having to be in the same place where the demons are going to be. She can't stand us not having the love for the Lord. And my beloved, let's give her what she wants, and she wants our salvation. Let's fight the enemy. Let's recognize what kind of passions we have. The passions is, according to St. John, the latter, that we have seven passions at least, which is main passions, which give birth to all kinds of sins. And let's fight these passions. First, recognize which one is the most vicious one that we have, which is the one that's the predominant one in us, and let's fight it until we conquer it. And when we conquer it, but know that you can't do it on your own. You need the help. You need the help of the Lord. You need the help of the Mother of God and all the guardian angels and the saints. And with their help, we can conquer it. We conquer one passion, let's go after another one. And let's go and let's make sure we get rid of all of them so that our heart is going to be clean and so that we will make our heart an abode for her Son and our God, Jesus Christ, and He will make His abode for the Father, His Father, and the Holy Spirit. And my beloved, and then we'll start to feel that kingdom of heaven. The Lord says the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. And so we'll start to feel that kingdom of heaven in our heart. And all of a sudden, we'll be free of irritations and anger and hatred and envies and all those things that are not the trait of our Orthodox Christians, but the traits of the demons and of the pagans. We're not going to look for things of this world. We're going to look for the kingdom of heaven. And that is going to be our number one thing. That first of all, most of all, we're going to look for that kingdom of heaven to be able to be joined with our Mother and, of course, with the Lord Jesus Christ and all the heavenly dwellers, and to be able to rejoice forever and make the heavenly dwellers to rejoice, for they truly rejoice when any sinner is being comes to repentance and is being saved. They all rejoice in it, because they are filled with love, the love that the Lord had given them. For our God is God of love. Amen.